about.
What are some of your initial impressions on the stadium, what you're doing here, being a Patriot?
Yesterday I did a little interview and set up in the press box and just looked at the stadium, and it's a beautiful place. And just being here and just learning from everybody and just growing as a person is an amazing feeling. So, I mean, just wish to have my career here forever, feel like.
I know the rookies have been separated from the veterans, it sounds like, this week. Tom has always talked about his Michigan pride. Did you guys get to have a Michigan moment yet by any chance?
Nah, I've just been focusing on getting better as a player and just trying to learn everything I can. And it's been a couple times where he popped up in the meetings just to see what we were doing and just to introduce himself. And it's been a great feeling so far, but I'm just trying to learn everything I can and just try to grow as a player.
Likely to get it. All NFL teams are great teams, but this is one of the elite teams. To get a chance with an elite team must be a little bit different than, let's say, a team that had a high lottery pick.
I really can't tell you. I mean, this is my first team, so I mean, I can tell you so far that it's been great. My experience here has been great so far, but like I said, I'm just trying to learn everything I can and just trying to grow as a person and as a player.
Which team did you follow as a child growing up?
New England. I mean, had a couple of players that I follow here. I played with a couple of players from the All-Star game that's here. I had a player from my high school that's here a few years ago, and this has been my favorite team so far.
Who are those players? I'm sorry, who are those players?
Brandon Merriweather. Yeah, he's from the same high school. So.
And how about the other ones that you said?
From my All-Star game, yeah.
Have you talked to Brandon about coming here and what to expect?
No, I've just been on my own, just trying to focus and just learn everything else, so I haven't had a chance to communicate with him in any way. So.
You plan on calling him?
One day.
What are the Patriots going to find out about you in the coming weeks that they might not know?
I think they can find out about me from what I learn and how fast I learn. Just doing what I have to do off the field to show what I can do on the field first. I think that'll be a way that I can speak volumes to anyone.
Are you a film junkie like so many players?
I definitely am. I think that's the way to coach's heart, man. Just stay in the film room and learn everything that you can as fast as you can to get on the field as good as you want to get.
We were talking to the quarterback the other day, and he said it's like Patriots playbooks, like learning a different language.
It definitely is. It's a big playbook, but I haven't even got to the third page yet. I'm not even in third install, and I'm up to my neck in film and in the playbook. So I'm just trying to stay in and learn as much as I can.
What are they going to see when you finally do get out in the field? What can you say about yourself as a player?
I'm a hard worker. I put a lot of work into what I have to do. And I'm very team-oriented, so I do everything I can for my team. And to me, I think that'll speak anything. That'll speak louder than anything.
What would you say is the biggest hurdle you had to overcome to get to this point?
Definitely my size. It's been an issue since forever. So just coming here and just proving whoever doubted me wrong and just working hard and just having fun. Just coming out and playing football and just learning, like I said, learning everything I can learn and giving all I got for my team.
Have you grown accustomed to that too? Is people underestimating you because of your size? And does that create a chip on your shoulder?
No, I just use it as motivation. But like I said, I'm just here to grow as a person. I mean, they can doubt me. They can say I can't do anything. I'm just going to continue to focus on me and my teammates and just work hard and do everything I can for my team.
Do you find yourself, when you're watching NFL games, looking for smaller kind of receivers and trying to see what it is they're doing or how they're having success in the league?
Yeah, I watch film of every small guy, even big guys. I mean, it's a lot you can learn from everybody. And I just try to trait my skills after them and just try to play like how they play. Because, I mean, you have a lot of good receivers out there, a lot of small, talented receivers out there, and who's making like big plays and just going out and showing everybody that size does not matter.
Who's your favorite small guy to watch?
Obviously Wes Welker and Steve Smith, because they're fast guys, physical guys, and they're very fun to watch on Sundays. So those would be my favorite too.
How much is your toughness? You credit that to just, where you grow from and in Florida and whatnot.
Say it again.
How much does your toughness as a player come from, your upbringing and where you grew up?
I mean, it's not from and it don't have nothing to do from where I grew up. It's just how much I love the game. I mean, I love it so much that I'd do anything for my teammates. I love to play football, you know, give everything I have for my team. So with that comes hard work and dedication and being tough. I mean, you have to be tough to play the sport. So
when you said you were watching film sometimes of the bigger receivers, what can a guy your size learn from a guy who's maybe 7-8 inches taller?
Just being strong at the top of your routes and using your hands and just not letting a defender get his hands on you and take control of you. So.
You mentioned watching West. You probably know about Edelman and Amendola. So is this a kind of offense that if you're perhaps a smaller guy thinking that they might utilize a guy like me and you like the way that they run their offense and incorporating guys like yourself?
Absolutely. Just watching those guys, I've been watching film with Coach O'Shea about Elvin, and just seeing how quick he is off the ball and how he uses his hands and how good he is on the top of his routes, man, is just trying to imitate that and just do as he do. I mean, just following his footsteps because he's doing something, everything right to me.
When Brady came and spoke to you guys, what during the season, what did he have to say and what did you take away from that meeting?
Just hard work and dedication. Like I said, he was a late round draft pick and he came here and he was determined for greatness. And it took a lot of hard work and dedication to get where he is. And I just want to follow in that footsteps. And what I got from that speech was to have hard work and dedication. Don't give up on your dream. And no matter what round you get picked in, just continue to play football. I mean, it's something you love. I mean, you come here, you learn what you got to learn, and you get your opportunity and take advantage of that. So.
How weird is it now to be his teammate?
It's not weird at all, man. To me, I think it's a blessing. I'm just here to learn as much as I can learn and give everything I have for my team.
But you probably were listening to him sort of as a authoritative figure, a guy who's experienced in the NFL, and now you're on the same team.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a blessing, but I'm just here to focus on learning everything I can learn. And when that time comes, then yeah, I could think I have much to say after that.
You've mentioned before just on the conference call, like your size and this being, you know, a team that likes to use guys your size in the slot a lot. What do you think, how can you use that to your advantage while you're preparing and trying to get ready for training camp?
Well, I haven't gotten a chance to prove or use it in a way. I'm just trying to learn everything. Just get deep in the playbooks and just learn from my team. I mean, doing everything I can for my team is anything. I mean, I can do as much as I can with that, but just working hard and giving everything I have and just learning everything I can for my teammates. So.
Good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.